I was given this number by the Covina Police Station.
Uh-huh.
What city is this anyway? I don't even know. They just gave me the number. She didn't tell me where I was calling.
Well, we're in Washington State.
Oh, okay. Well, I saw a UFO tonight.
Would you like to describe it?
Yeah, I'm not fooling around either because I didn't ever really believe this. You know, I was coming home from work, and we live in a small town in California, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going down this one street, and at that time of night, there's not a whole lot of traffic on it until you get to this other street, which is about three blocks up, and then there's cross traffic, you know, because there's a lot of movie theaters and stuff there. So the block before that, I'm just riding home from work in the car, and I looked up in the sky, and this round, it was like a silver, it looked like a silver saucer, was exactly what it looked like. It was like no higher than 100 feet from my car. And it had gold lights all the way around it, and they were, you know, spaced a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And on top it had a red light, one red light on top. And it just, like, moved in from the right, and it was about 50 feet above the top of this bank, which is where I stopped for a red light. And when I stopped, there was one car in front of me who had just turned onto the same street I was on, and there were a few cars coming the other way waiting at the same light, and I wanted to get out of the car and tell everybody to look up there, you know, but I was like, you know, just so shook up. I was saying to myself, you know, I'm probably crazy or something because I'm not really seeing this, you know. I kept saying, must be a blimp or something like that. Then when the light changed, the guy in front of me was going really slow, so I had to stay behind him and go slow. But the thing was still, it started moving ahead of me then. And it stayed ahead of me all the way down until about another 1.5 blocks where I had to make a left turn. And then it took off to the left, and it kind of went up higher, you know, and disappeared a little bit where you could only see lights then, you know.
Yes.
So I, like, raced around the corner as fast as I could, and I went in the house and I called my husband outside so he would see it. So I wanted somebody else to see it so I would, you know, really know that I was seeing this thing, you know. So he saw it too, but he didn't see it as closely as I did. But I really saw, you know, something that I've never seen before. It was not an airplane and not a helicopter, and it wasn't a blimp, so.
Okay, what time did that happen?
It was about 9 o'clock.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure some other people must have saw it, too, because it was really low. You know, it didn't act like it was trying to hide, you know, out of sight from anyone.
Okay, now, what would be your estimate of the lowest altitude?
I'd say 100 feet.
Okay.
For real, you know, and this is like a city, you know, a small city. I mean, it's not like Los Angeles or anything,
right.
But I was surprised that it would be in such a populated vicinity that low, you know.
Okay, now, how about size? Could you compare it with anything?
Well, my mother-in-law asked me that because I called her up and I had to tell somebody about it, you know. And, like, the bank, you know about the size of a bank?
Right.
Well, I'd say it was about half the size of the top of the bank because it was, like, hovering about 50 feet over the roof of the bank.
Okay, now, was this picking
and it,
up?
It looked like, I would say it could hold about, you know, 10 people or so. I mean, you know. It was a good size where some people could fit inside it.
Was this shaped like a disc?
Yeah. It was silver.
Okay. About how thick was it in the center?
Well, the center was where the lights were all the way around it. There were, like, gold lights there. And I'd say they were about, I don't know, the lights looked, to me, about as big as the lights on the lamppost.
Okay.
And there were gold lights. And they were all the way around it. Now, I don't know if it was, you know, moving around or anything. Like, my mother-in-law said maybe it was, you know, and that's why I could see the lights, the gold lights were, like, flashing on and off, you know, in the middle of it.
But they were more, they were fixed to the object, they weren't
rotating.
Right,
yeah, they were, like, fixed into the object.
Okay, did you see any openings in that?
I didn't see any openings at all. I just saw a silver casing and the lights. I saw,
okay,
like, no windows or anything like that.
In your opinion, would this object be picking up the light from the city and reflecting it?
Well, the silver part might.
Uh-huh.
You know, it might pick up reflections of, you know, street light that would kind of blind a person, you know, to look at it. You know what I mean?
Like,
it was kind of a shiny, you know.
Okay, then there was no doubt in your mind that it was metallic.
Right. It was definitely metallic.
Okay.
You know. And then there was like a red light on top, which kind of like, you know, went up a little bit from the silver thing. It wasn't like flat.
Yes.
It was like kind of sticking up, a red light.
Okay. And you never did get a chance to get out of the car.
Well, what happened was when I first saw it, you know, I said to myself I was crazy, and then I couldn't concentrate on the road, so I kept looking at it, you know. So I stopped the car right in the middle of the street, you know, and I just sat there for a minute and looked at it, and then I got scared. So I threw the car back into first gear, and I, you know, started going down the road, you know,
right.
And then the thing started going too, you know. And then when I came to the red light, you know, I just kept watching it. When the light changed, I just kept going. And it looked like it was, like, following the street, you know, but it was above the street.
Okay, now when this object left the area, which direction was it going?
It went left. It headed left, which would be out towards the San Bernardino Freeway, you know.
Okay.
And it was going very slow because it stayed there a good 10 minutes. You know, we stayed outside in the street, and the next door neighbor came out, and we were all just standing there watching it, you know. And it was like, it would move sideways, kind of, not really jerky motions, but it would move, you know, it's hard to describe feet or yards or anything from the air, you know.
Right.
It would move a little to the left and then move a little to the right, you know, sideways kind of.
Would that be as it's moving away from you?
Yeah, it was moving away at the same time.
Okay, would you say then it might be in a zigzag course?
Yeah, kind of zigzag, you know.
Okay.
But it was really taking its time. It was in no hurry, you know, like a plane would be.
Did it maintain a low altitude as it moved away?
No, it was kind of, I think, going up a little bit. And it was heading towards L.A.
Okay.
You know, in that direction from where I live.
Okay.
And it kind of, well, I guess it was heading up. It's kind of hard to tell, like, when it moves away, all we could see was the light, you know.
Right.
But I think it was moving up because I had seen it pretty close to where I could see that it was silver and the shape of it, you know. So I had seen it up. I had a pretty good look at it where it was, like, you know, not too far from me. God, I can't believe it. I'm still nervous about it. Like, I'm shaking, you know. I can't believe I really saw something like that.
Have you ever seen 30 miles from L.A.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
I have never in my life, you know. I have heard stories and seen movies and all that kind of stuff, and I never thought of it one way or the other, but...
Did you have a feeling of being watched while all this was
going on?
Well,
you know, I don't know if I was being watched. I guess I did, but, you know, that was probably my own, you know, thing, because
yes.
I was the only one on the road until I got up to Citrus Street where the cross traffic was, and I think it was more that I got scared because I suddenly realized I was in the car all by myself, you know, and here I was going home from work, and I have a husband and two children here, and all I could think was, I want to get home before these people get to me, you know. It was like, I don't even know if they were aware that I was there, but
right.
It kind of seemed like they were there for a minute, because when I stopped, they stopped, and then when I started up again, that was when they proceeded down the road right ahead of me.
And all the time, these lights maintain the original activity?
That's right. The gold lights in the middle just kept flashing, and the red light was constantly on the top.
Did you have your car radio on?
No, my radio doesn't work.
Okay. Did you have any problems with the engine or ignition in the car?
Nothing, no.
Okay. And you got our number from the police?
The Covina police.
Okay. Well, I tell you, we'll get on this right away. And
I asked them when I called if anyone else had called, you know, and she said no, but, and then she said, well, I have a number where you can call, you know, and I said, well, okay, you know, I'll call them. But I was wondering, you know, has anyone else called?
Not yet.
Because I would be surprised, I mean, I would really think that somebody else must have seen this besides me, since it was so close, you know.
Right.
I mean, it was pretty close to the ground.
Well, we have a problem where maybe 2,000 or 3,000 people could see something and only one would step forward and talk about it.
Yeah, that's true. And then, you know, it's funny, like, after I came home, I went over to my in-law's house because I had some pies that I bought, and they had to be in the freezer, you know. So, like, they have a big freezer, so I went over to their house to put them in there, and when I got there, on the way back, I noticed, I kept looking up in the sky after this had happened, you know, I just couldn't help myself. I noticed there were a lot of planes in the area, you know. We're not too far from the airport anyway, but I noticed, you know, then that there were a lot of planes, and I kept saying to myself, now I know that's a plane because I can tell, you know, the way it's maneuvering up there, you know, and I know this other thing I saw was not a plane.
Okay, were any of those helicopters that you could tell?
There might have been one helicopter that I saw because I saw one thing with a red light, and then there was a white light in the middle and a green light on the end, and
uh-huh.
It was just kind of going up and down and then kind of catty-cornered like a helicopter would, you know, and then I saw a couple of other planes, but they kind of go in and out of the picture fast because they're,
right.
you know, going fast, right? So they just kind of were gone, you know, in a minute. But I just, you know, like when I got out in the car, I said, I can't help myself from looking up at the sky, you know. Like, I'm kind of afraid to see this thing again, but yet I'm interested too, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, thanks again. And if we get any more information on this, we'll get back to you and let you know.
I'd be interested in knowing if anybody else called, you know, because
right.
I don't, you know, I'm kind of nervous now about it, you know.
Well, if we get any other callers on this, we'll definitely let you know about it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.